Hey, you guys, and welcome to the Steel Wars Hyper Chat for Monday, the 21st. Happy 21st birthday, or day, September 2020. You've been a joy. I am Steel Saunders, and I do love Star Wars, and this is the new timed Hyper Chat. We're trying out a later time to see if our Australian viewers, listeners on the podcast can join in on the live stream. So hey to everyone around the world that now has more access to this later time to Hyper Chat. Hope this works for our American friends. Charlie Ashby in the UK. Make a coffee, buddy. Make a coffee. I'm sorry, buddy. Midnight. Now, we've got tons of Mandalorian stuff to talk about. We had the Emmys. There's this really cool thing that ILM's doing this week that I want to show first. And then we had the announcement of Mandalorian Mondays. It's just another Mando Monday. I wish it was Toro Day. That's my fun day. Hey, we had the mention, so we've got to hit it. Toro, watch. What a bounty hunter. Toro, watch. Handsome guy. Toro watch. So good. And so we've got a bunch of merch, which is already on sale and already selling out, that we'll check out as well. We'll see what's happening in the chat. Catherine Neen, my strategy worked. I don't want to play favorites, but our number one. Easily our number one Australian, Catherine Neen, has been able to make it onto the chat. So welcome, Catherine. Already sold out is Cara Dune and IG-11 from what we're reading in the chat. But first, and Hawes. This is very controversial. Clean-shaven Steel from Braxton. And Hawes Burkhart. The beard of knowledge is calling out mine, because I am clean shaven on today's show. I don't grow beards, you guys. I don't grow beards. I just stop shaving and let it go. So when anyone says, "Oh, your beard's coming along well," I realize that I need to pick up the pace and hit the shaver. So, but hey, props to all my bearded friends out there. I'm not stepping on any anti-beardite type vibes. I just don't have to maintain it and all that. Now, I should point out that it's the Monday show, so the audio of this will be on the normal iTunes feed, wherever you get podcasts, it will be on there, and it will be on the Patreon feed. But then the Tuesday to Friday episodes that you can all watch live or on delay on YouTube will also be available exclusively on the Patreon for those that are, driving around and don't have time to watch the video. And to get that level, to get the audio as well, all the YouTube stuff, all our back in interviews, just $1 on Patreon. So... Oh, Hawes is on this beard thing in the chat, everyone. Great strategy. He says, nobody mention it next time it grows out and see how long he'll let it go. I will go a long way. But I feel like Jackie will mention it, because she's got to come into contact with it. And sometimes she pulls a face which says, it's time. It is time. Emily Lind, still rocking a Duck Dynasty beard. What does that mean? What's Duck Dynasty? Like now? Am I getting dissed? Is this trolling? All right. Let us know what's going on with that. And I will go to this in the meantime. And that is a very exciting thing on Twitter, ILMFX. Join us as we journey behind the scenes of the Emmy Award-winning visual effects of The Mandalorian Season 1. We'll dive back into motion control and miniatures in an all-new featurette inside ILM, Creating the Razor Crest, Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. So that's it. And there's a quick clip, which I haven't checked out in full. So it only goes for 21 seconds. Let's see how it goes. Whoa. Well, that was it was light on dialogue. I can give you that much, but it looked very exciting for those that were just listening on the pod. There's shots of John Knoll staring intently at a computer and Doug Chang around and stuff like that. The one weird thing is like they're soldering the practical Razor Crest, and it looks so old school. Where is this? Because it looks as though he's smoking a cigarette. There. So he's like soldering some part of the Razor Crest, but it kind of looks like it's just ILM in 1976 and they're just having ciggies or whatever they were having. They seem pretty loose down at ILM in 76. So, yeah, Thursday morning, 10 a.m., so that will be 1 Eastern time. So I will be watching that for a good time. Now, according to the Gungan Dungeon, I don't want to know what a Duck Dynasty beard is. That's it. Google Duck Dynasty beard. I know it's a show. What? That is not how. No. All right. I don't know what. This. No more trolls, Emily Lind. You take your kind elsewhere. So let's stop that screen share and see what's up next. Now, Emmys were over the weekend. Very bizarre things going on in the way that was broadcast, but it looked pretty sick. StarWars.com is thrilled to report The Mandalorian, the live-action Star Wars chronicling a lone gunfighter's struggle to protect a young alien being known only as the Child. He is not known only as the Child. Yoju, if you will, come on, has been honored with 7 Emmy Awards. I believe they were nominated for 11 or 13, but 7 is sweet. Outstanding music composition for a series, original or dramatic score. Now, I've got a good follow-up.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tweet here. Let's see if we can hit this one on the screen share. Got game recognizing game with Ludwig Göransson. Am I saying that totally wrong? My deep respect to this man. So I apologize. He's got a thank you to the Academy for this honor and for all of the recognition the Mandalorian has received this Emmy season. Thank you, Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni, for creating this groundbreaking series and for giving me the opportunity to cross genres and boundaries with The Score. And there's a picture of him here. And he's got his own little baby Yoda, Yoju, if you will. His little child that has got a baby Yoda little head warmer on. And Ludwig is hard at it, looking at the notes, which that is just a mind-boggling thing that anyone can read that sort of stuff to me. But super cute. Super cute. Let's go back to StarWars.com here. I have to change that screen thing. That is very interesting. Stop screen. Share screen again. Bang. Thank you. They also won Outstanding Stunt Coordination for a drama series, Outstanding Cinematography for a single camera series, Outstanding Production Design for a narrative program, Outstanding Sound Editing for a comedy or drama series, Outstanding Sound Mixing for a comedy or drama series, Outstanding Special Visual Effects, which, that's the best one to win, as far as Star Wars goes, I think, because you don't want Star Wars winning acting awards but not winning special effects awards, because we're used to a level of acting in Star Wars. It's not award-winning acting, and it's the best. But we do want award-winning special effects. So for the TV show, with is doing everything in a more confined budget, who knows? These shows might turn out in the long run to be far more profitable than a cinema release. But now is not that time, although it could be. This year it would be. This year it would be more profitable. But so to have like the production values and the special effects honoured, that's a good sign. And also the music. Like Ludwig changed the game for Star Wars music, totally did something original that is perfect. So that is sick. I've got another cool thing to share in celebration of the Mandalorian Emmy wins. Pedro Pascal. Yes, the man that walked off set. Sick of this helmet that I don't even have to wear, that someone else could wear for me. I'm sick of it. I want to wear it, and I don't want to wear it. Very confused. I'm out of here. He has posted up one day ago with a congratulations to Ludwig and Serena Jinju for her, I believe, production design or costuming. With a nice, a few Instagram slides. So here is Pedro and Ludwig, who's got the Mando mask on, and Jon Favreau rocking his Skywalker ranch, bragging to me, having a go at me, saying, Steele, you haven't been there, have you? I have. I met Dave Filoni there. Anyway, love Fav, love Fav. Swingers. Who could imagine that the writer, director, star of Swingers would be working with Yoju himself? But so there's that sick photo. There's a photo of Pedro with Serena and Ludwig at the Rise of Skywalker premiere, and Ludwig is dressed in some Sith Trooper red. That is some tight color coordination. And then there's a really cool picture of Pedro directing conducting, waving the wand, the magic sticky, the music stick that everyone This is my conspiracy theory, that stick does nothing. It's all a con, just to get one extra guy a bit of cash. Calling you out, Williams. Calling you out, Johnny boy. But Pedro conducting with the Mando helmet on, and then him very happily taking it off. It's so funny. Look how... Is this... It's so funny. Look how happy he is taking it off. You could read that either way. Maybe that says he's so glad to be getting this infernal thing off his head. Or maybe he just... I love dressing up like this stuff. I'm having the best day ever. I'm having the best day ever. That's for you. That is for you, the internet user, to decide. So, yet it is, says, The Mandalorian even being nominated for Best Drama Series was pretty impressive, but I'd love to see more props for genre movies and TV series outside of technical categories. I'm just saying in what order I want them. Do you know what I mean? I don't want them. I feel like get the production down and, you know, we're used to accepting acting of all types. Let's just calm down with the in-character comments in the chat, everyone. That would be sweet. Dan Grieber says, I love Pedro Pascal. So, so good. Now, let's see what else we've got down the track here. And that is Mando Mondays. Mando Mondays. Now, hey, listen. I don't want to take credit for this idea, but here we are. But, you know, it's logical. But in the interview I did with Yakface, which you can hear on iTunes, wherever good podcasts are downloaded, that after each episode, they should have like a direct-to-market offering of these products, to like capitalize on the hype. We're too much. Are we only getting offered these new characters when they're dead or when we're hyped? Like, I listen, if you dropped a Black Series Kuehl on totally blanking on the Ronto, the Blurg, on the Blurg, right? You Kuehl up one of those Blurgs in a Black Series format, and you drop it in the middle of season one, hey, this non-normal shopper might go, treat myself, why not, you know? But so what they're doing is they're releasing content, they're releasing comic details, they're releasing products every Mando Monday. They have not mentioned what they're going to be doing for Toro Tuesdays, but, you know, We'll cover that. Maybe we'll have Toro Tuesdays. Hey, what do we think about that in the comments? I am into it. But let's check out StarWars.com, on Mando Mondays, a bounty of new products and digital content to celebrate the Mandalorian. After premiering last fall and quickly taking the world by storm, the Mandalorian, which took home Mando Mondays, all new global consumer games, products and publishing kick off October 26th. After fans experience the latest episode every Friday on Disney Plus, they can visit mandomondays.com. Whew. Man, I've got to register that Toro Tuesdays before it's gone. Each Monday to see what new toys, collectibles, apparel, books, comics, digital content, and more will be unveiled. Mando Mondays will run for 9 weeks, culminating on December 21st. Is that the season? So, does that mean the finale's on, wait, the 19th? No, the 18th. Does that mean the finale of The Mandalorian's on 18th of December? Little Christmas cheer. I wonder if you could buy stuff on the 21st and they'll get it to you by Christmas Day. That'd be pretty cool. When The Mandalorian debuted last year on Disney Plus, the show became an instant phenomenon with fans of all ages expressing excitement for products related to its iconic characters, particularly the child, Yoju, if you will. This fall, as the world continues to watch the narrative unfold, we will further bring this unique story to life through a must-have selection of toys, books, comics, digital content, and more. Then we've got a bunch of pre-orders. I think we can look this at a little bit of a better format. Right there. Explore the Mando Monday. Here we go. Let's run through. Oh, Dan Grievous. Yes. You get on the screen for this suggestion. Vintage collection Toro Calican with a Tatooine speeder or a two-pack with Fennec Shand. Woo! Love it. Gungan Dungeon says Hot Toys is sleeping on as well. That's my most wanted six-scale figure. Are you talking about Toro Calican? God, I sure hope you are. But let's go through these little pre-orders real quick. How long have we been going for? A little bit. Lego the Child. Let's see if we can pre-order this.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
$79.95. Hey, just chill out. I'll accept cookies. Jeez. Oh, that doesn't go with that. That's very shameful. Sorry. When I open a new tab, it doesn't change the screen sharing. Bang, it's back. This the child out of Lego. Like, that's disturbing. I would expect my son to have, like, I would think it was weird if this did not give my son nightmares. Thankfully, it's aged 10 and up. 1,073 pieces. And for $80, I think it's a, is it a life-size one? How tall is this bad boy? They're not going to tell me, but I'm going to zoom in on his face, and it's horrific. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, no, I've lost him. There he is. Look. Yeah. Creeping anyone else out? Just me? Just me. Let me get rid of this tab. Just getting the hang of how they do screen shares on this. It's a little bit. Emily says, it's not cute. And Dan Grievous says, not a fan of this Lego thing. Excellent. This is good. Mandalorian premium format figure by Sideshow Collectibles with a Yoju, $630. Now, it looks sick. Yoju looks amazing. Ah, so this is the taller one again. So this is the one that, where's the height? 20 inches. Yeah, okay. So this isn't the Hot Toy size. This is the bigger size. Okay, this is stunning. Whoa. Man, if you see these, like these 20-inch statues in real life, they are, it's a lot of statue. How is Yoju just floating there? Is he connected to the cape? He is. Look at that. So for those that's listening to the podcast, the Mandalorian's cape comes out and it sort of connects to the back of Yoju's carriage to hold it up. But from the front, it looks like it's floating. That is pretty cool. $630. That's a solid investment. I don't mean it's a wise investment, but it's a solid amount of money to invest. So, and look at little Yoju. Huh? Hey? Beautiful. I just accepted Sideshow's cookies. What will that mean in the future? So, that is sick. What else we got here? Tabs. Let's go back to this Mando Monday action. Oh, man. Okay. This one is, how much is this? Where's the price? So odd. There's no price. I think it's like private. You've got to be in the guild. This is, who are these people? General Giant. Quickly to pre-order. Okay, I'll do that. Okay. And I've got to show it. Oh, no, you got to sign in. This is good content. All right. So this is the Sideshow Star Wars The Mandalorian, the Child's Legends in Three-Dimension bus display. Now, I'm gonna give a trigger warning or something at the start of this because this just looks like you're buying like Yoju's head. But the Knights of Ren just like decapitated him, what they did to that poor Boris or whatever his name was that got voiced by Luke Skywalker. Where's the rest of Yoju? Like, do they make a full-sized like Yoju and then like cut it? That's how I figure they do it. Then they cut the head off of each one, like the muffin tops in that Seinfeld episode. They chuck away the rest of the muffin, they just keep the muffin top. Like this is a muffin top Yoju. Oof. I don't know if that should be out there in the marketplace at all. Stop screen. The screen sharing on this is so frustrating. Mando Mondays. All right, so we've got the Funko stuff coming up. Now, apart from Snokes, I've got all the Funko Snokes. I don't have any Funko products. I don't. Oh, no. I've got a little furry Wicket. I've got a little, not a Wicket, a Wokling, a flocked Wokling that I was gifted. So they're my two Funko things that I've got out. So these aren't for me, but I have to top of the Yoju to you. Emily Lind with she's using the word Yoju, which is amazing for one thing, but making an amazing Seinfeld reference in there. Biker Scout 74 says not a fan of the Star Wars bus. But I was talking about these Funko Pops, right? They're not for me. They're very popular, so I give them that. But the one thing I like very much admire them for is they are so quick to market with these new characters. Like, we have got the GFC, Gamorrean Guard. We've only seen him in live action for a week. He was in the trailer. And already, Funko Pop, Star Wars The Mandalorian, Gamorrean Fighter. And he looks sick. Now, I know to, like, make a Black Series or whatever, it takes a lot more time. But they're so far ahead of the curve at Funko. And I also acknowledge the molding is a lot cheaper as well. But they should be your inspiration to pick up the game, every other toy company. Then let's do the Black Series stuff. And this is a bunch of pins that... look a lot like those Black Series Rebels pins. Let's I'll show them. But, you know, what are you going to do? They were borrowing the likenesses. So there's that. But they were pretty cool. But, you know, probably not that exciting for us because we've seen so many, you know, so many different fans do pins like that. Monopoly Star Wars Edition. Let's check out the vibe on this. Oh, it takes me here. Thanks a lot. I'll hit reveal. What is that? No, again, nothing. That's so dumb. Okay, but there's a Mando Malot. They're going to be revealed? Oh, it's still to be revealed, maybe. But in the Hasbro side of things, some sick figures. They've got the Mandalorian figure. Why is the name not in the title? That is annoying. The Heavy Infantry. Jeez, Mandalorian, $35. Image coming soon. Oh, okay, so these aren't even up. But I've been told there's a IG-11. There is the Mandalorian in very colourful array. These are all on these sort of vintage-styled 6-inch Black Series cards, which are pretty sick. There's a Death Trooper from The Mandalorian, a Cara Dune that I've been told is sold out. I've also heard IG-11 sold out. Then in the good old 3¾-inch, you've got the Vintage Collection, Carbonized Collection, where they've got the vintage figures, but they're a bit shiny. Whatever with that. That's not for me. There's a Stormtrooper, there's a Cara Dune, there's a Death Trooper. Now, these other things, these 2.2-inch The Child Pram Necklace figure 2-packs, I love these. I could see myself, you know, picking up one of these in a Target and being very, you know, happily having it on my desk, happily having it on my little things that I put behind me on camera. Yeah. And then there's a Mandalorian Polaroid Instant Now camera. Let's check this vibe out. Why won't this open? Hey, guys, capture what matters most. No, capture what matters with the new limited edition Polaroid, now instant camera and collectible film. So it prints out a photo and Yoju's at the bottom of the Polaroid picture. That's kind of dumb, but I could see us doing it because we have a Polaroid camera. So I'm just encouraging them. And that's about it for the first Mando Monday. And I guess that might be it for us because it's 4:50. A little bit of a staggered thing. The Sith List says that Pappas is already selling these on eBay. I would not be surprised. I'd be disappointed if he wasn't. So that's going to be it for today. Tomorrow we will be back at the same time. Let's run some banners underneath here with the times, 4 p.m. in LA, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, and then 9 a.m. in Australia on the East Coast. If you enjoyed the show, just hit the little thumbs up thing. Apparently it does something. It does more than nothing. And also, after, if you're not watching live, always you can put a comment in on the comments, and I try to go through and reply to them. I keep them so I can make sure that crazy things aren't written there. So if it takes a couple of hours for me to hit you back, please be aware of that. Hey, again, this, if you're listening on podcast, you can have this every day of the work week for just $1 on Patreon. You get a RSS feed just for you that you can paste in your podcatcher, and it downloads like any other podcast with all your other podcasts, which is really handy, except you get something every day, and that's pretty sweet. But either way, hit like, give it a share, a retweet, a regram. I'm up for it. Hey, a message board post. Hey, dust off your passwords, get on a message board, and let the good people know what's happening. I don't know. Thank you guys so much, and may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.